You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Dodge. July's jobs data showed sluggish growth of 162,000 jobs compared to expectations of 184,000 jobs. May's growth has been revised down by 10% and June's by 4%. Not very encouraging for the men on the street, but is this good news for Wall Street?
I think you've got that one right, Sharon. Good morning. It is definitely not good news for those who are trying to find jobs. But the fact that the news is bad is good for Wall Street for now, because we really haven't started the transition towards market valuations away from low interest rates to when the economy is improving and you have to really rely on fundamental and economic progress. So right now it is, but the longer we have to wait for the transition in valuations, the harder it's going to be, and the more proof there's going to be about economic strength. So right now, it is not good for the man on the street looking for a job. Just not good at all.
Well, assuming job numbers are good enough for the Fed to start tapering, as seems to be the consensus, how likely is inflation to hit that 2.5% target the Fed has set?
Yes, the consensus does believe that the Fed can start tapering, and the consensus right now, I believe, is September. But Fed tapering is not the same as higher interest rates. So the fact that we're beginning the transition, at least the market's beginning to understand there's a big difference between the start of tapering and the start of increasing interest rates. As far as inflation hitting 2.5% target, it's going to be quite a while. It's not a concern of the Fed at this point. It's not our concern, at least for another 12 months.
Well, trading in July was already fairly quiet. How should investors position themselves for the quiet August month ahead?
The key word there, Xiao, is investors. For investors, the market is quiet. There may be a lot of activity during the day, but from beginning to the end, the beginning of a week to the end of a week, et cetera, from a daily point of view, a monthly point of view, investors are going to be seeing less activity. Now, from a trading point of view, there is a lot of activity. And the activity is getting much shorter term in nature, intraday in nature, because we're in a quiet period. August is very quiet, not only in terms of the number of people on the floors, but also in terms of the number of trades. So one has to be very nimble to take advantage of it. We are beginning to see some growth and some strength in the NASDAQ stocks, particularly the large ones. Amazon's over 300, Google's over 900, Priceline's over 900, Amgen's over 100. And, of course, you're looking at Apple, and now biotech is beginning to strengthen as well. So we do suspect there will be more activity on the NASDAQ now, and we expect that to continue through September.
Well, economic growth in the U.S. is slowing, with nominal GDP rising by 2.9% year-on-year in the second quarter of 2013 compared to the average for 2012 of 4.6%. Given the historical correlation between government bond yields and nominal GDP, should investors revisit treasuries?
That's an interesting question. If treasuries are going to be valued based on economic and fundamental progress, yes, there would be time and there could be a case made. But so far, treasuries are reacting to the era of long-term slow growth, no growth in interest rates. And so it's not a particularly good time to be making an investment decision in treasuries at this point. Once tapering has started and then once interest rates have started to rise, at that point one can start to make some assumptions as to when interest rates, what kind of an average life you're looking at, let's say 5 to 10 years, and what the interest rate scenario will be for that period. Until that period starts, there's just some indefiniteness that makes it very hard to buy treasuries, because at this point, as interest rates rise, you're losing principal.
Well, the Japanese stock market has so far failed to respond enthusiastically to the LDP's victory in the upper house elections on the 21st of July. The Nikkei is actually down about 2.5% since the result was announced. Why hasn't the market reacted in a more positive fashion?
It's waiting to see whether there is going to be the promise of the most significant fiscal reform in years. It's on its way. It's been promised. It's a land of promise. It's a time of opportunity. But in reality, the planned increase in the country's sales tax that creates some uncertainty, particularly based on the history of the 1990s and what happened when sales tax, when taxes rose at that time. So I think the market is waiting, and it's going to be very hard for the regime to make the definite step it has promised without a lot of economic risk and uncertainty.
Looking ahead to the next BOJ meeting on the 8th of August, do you expect Governor Kuroda to make Mario Draghi-like verbal commitment to the that the central bank will do whatever it takes to get Japan out of deflation?
He must come up with some sort of reassuring commitment to support the longer-term viability of Japan, and it's going to be very hard not to come up with some kind of verbal support in the manner that you're talking about. If he doesn't, the market is already under a bit of concern and risk, and so therefore it will be much harder for the market to return to the growth it had just very recently. It's a difficult time, Shao, and we're watching very carefully. There is a great promise of a transition for Japan, and we're very hopeful for it. And we're getting to that period where actions now have to be converted from words, and it's going to be extremely hard to do it in a very gentle process. I mean, here I am in the United States, and I certainly can't say anything that, based on our experience, it's been very tough for us as well, and we're going to be going through a very difficult transition. So I'm not sure we know what the answers are, and I really am hopeful that Japan will be able to come up with the solution it needs. I think you do need some kind of confirmation that Japan will be there to back whatever it takes in order to get through the next 12 months.
Thank you very much, Dodge. That was Dodge O'Dolan, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer of Lendo & Fuse Capital Managers in New York, on this morning's Market Watch.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.